Good morning. It's 27 before the hour. Morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We're going to pray for you coming up in this half hour, just ahead of the Patrick Madrid Show at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Here this morning, what are you thankful for today? May we ask you about that? What are you thankful for today in your morning prayer? What did you thank God for? And sometimes it's difficult to see the blessings we have in our lives. Sometimes we take them for granted. Let's take a look at how you and I can cultivate that attitude of gratitude. Gary Zimek is an author of several books, including A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, From Fear to Faith, and Stop Worrying and Start Living, online at followingthetruth.com. And Gary goes all over the United States, all over the world, doing parish missions, and we'll tell you in just a few minutes how you can bring him to your parish. Gary, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, John. Good morning. Great to be back with you.
It's always a good reminder, thank you very much, because we can just get so wrapped up in just the daily grind of living that we forget that every breath we take is a gift from God, and we just forget to just stop and thank for that blessing that all of us have, but really all of the blessings that we have, from a comfortable bed, a roof over our houses, and all those things that we take for granted.
Absolutely, John. And, you know, by nature, I'm the type of guy who isn't automatically thankful. It's for most of my life, I've been a complainer. It hasn't been until the past several years that I've been learning, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I believe, to become thankful for the many gifts that the Lord has given me. You know, when I wake up in the morning, I am not guaranteed another day. The fact that the Lord gave me another day is something to be thankful for. And it goes on from there, John. So many things that we unintentionally overlook, but things that we should be thankful for.
How did you have that mindset, Gary? That mindset change?
You know, John, a lot of prayer and watching other people and realizing, why am I so miserable? You know, I don't want to be miserable. I want to be joyful. I'm supposed to be a joyful Christian. What's wrong? And then I'd watch other people and I'd say, are you kidding me? You're actually thankful because it's raining out. You're thankful for the cold weather. You're thankful for a warm bed. And then I'd start to realize, John, and I really believe this is the Holy Spirit working in me, I'd start to realize that, wait a minute, Gary, you're being really ungrateful. The Lord's giving you a lot of blessings, and you're not being thankful. And I gradually started to change, and I gradually forced myself to list things that I'm thankful for, again, starting with the fact that I'm able to get out of bed in the morning.
How were you able to start counting your blessings, Gary, when things weren't going your way?
Boy, that's a tough one. That's a tough one, John. And it wasn't until I started having a close relationship with Jesus and praying and looking at his life, looking at the life of the Blessed Mother, and realizing that just because things are not going my way doesn't mean I'm not being blessed by God. When you look at the life of Christ, I mean, he certainly suffered throughout his life, but he was doing the will of the Father. So, John, it was almost that, again, that help of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus knew that. He knew that we would need the help of the Holy Spirit in order to be able to look at our crosses as blessings. And yeah, John, you know, I might not always feel it, but I am thankful, and I tell the Lord all the time, again, I don't always feel it, thank you, Lord, for the crosses you give me in my life, because they bring me closer to you, and they allow me to share in your mission. Again, I don't have to feel it to say that.
We're talking about the benefits of counting your blessings with evangelist Gary Zimek from followingthetruth.com. And how do you count your blessings? How do you remind yourself also to count your blessings? Our number, 888-914-9149, on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line at 888-914-9149. How do you remind yourself to count your blessings, to have that attitude of gratitude? You can share your stories now at 888-914-9149. Gary, give us an example of some of the blessings which are often overlooked.
How about indoor plumbing, John? That's
there
one that
you
we
go.
Overlook all the, right?
Right. Yeah, you're right.
How about hot water? We have had a hot water heater go out on us. We've had our heater go out on us. We easily overlook that, but not anymore. I thank the Lord every day. I thank him for a roof over my head. A lot of people don't have that. John, when I was in the working world, when I was in the IT field, I complained about my job all the time. There are people who don't even have jobs. Many people are out of work, you know. So I read statistically, if you are making minimum wage, you are in the top 1% of wage earners in the world. So that's a pretty important thing. Even though we may think we're poor, we're actually rich. You know, these little things that can easily be overlooked.
You're right. It talks about counting your blessings here this morning with Gary Zimek. How do you do that? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. The gift of every day, the gift of a warm bed, the gift of heat and hot water, and again, those things that we take for granted. And it's interesting, and it's a first world problem also, that we can complain when we don't have a Wi-Fi signal. And that really is, it's funny, but it's also perspective about where we are. I think that's a polite nudge from the Holy Spirit to say, hey, you know, a little time out here to do a reset, to take a look at what are the most important things that are on the path to heaven.
Absolutely, John. And, you know, just the fact that we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, what a gift. The fact that I can talk to the God of the universe and he's going to listen to me. John, I can't even call customer service and expect somebody to talk to me. You know, and yet, but God is available 24 hours a day. And this is the same God that led Abraham, Moses, Jacob. He's a pretty important guy, but he always has time for me. What a great blessing.
It sounds like something your parents say to you when you're little, but thinking of others that have it tougher than you do can help a lot. Anything from just finished reading a book about World War II memories, guys from Wisconsin that fought in the jungles and in Europe and in the hard times they had on the front lines, hard to imagine. And also during the winter, and we had a very quick and cool fall here in the upper Midwest, and in the winter kind of joke with some local priests that we talked to that, well, for one, hey, if we picture it like we're serving Christ in a harsh climate, that makes it, you know, like you're an adventurous missionary. But also imagining what pioneers had to deal with on the prairie in the middle of winter 150 years ago, with maybe a sod hut or a tiny log cabin, and certainly not a working furnace. And, you know, that helps you, you know, appreciate what you got.
Glenn, you are so right. You know, I've been doing a lot of reading about persecuted Christians in the world. And sometimes we forget there are many Christians who can't openly practice their faith. And here we are, we're complaining, oh, Father's homily is boring. I don't want to go to Mass. The parking lot's too crowded. And yet there are people who can't even practice their faith. So, yeah, I agree. Reading about the hard times that others have endured really can lift our spirits, make us grateful for what we have.
Gary Zimek is helping you and I count our blessings this morning at 888-914-9149. And how do you do that? We start with Marianne in California. Marianne, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air. How do you count your blessings?
Thank you. Oh, every morning, so I'm going to tell you and then I'm going to ask you a question. Every morning I think about my soft bed and my hot shower and my coffee and everything, my transportation to work, my job, every single thing. But then I can't help thanking God for the church and for bringing me back 30 years ago and for growing my faith, that he keeps me sustained in my faith, that I still go to adoration, all that kind of stuff I know isn't me. And at the same time, I don't know how to not feel guilty for everything. I don't know if guilty is the right word, but, you know, I'm aware, you know, you look at the fires in Australia and the homeless people all over here in California and that kind of thing, and that you're living the life of a princess in a sense, you know.
Marianne, that's a great point. I just want to share something that came to mind, and you mentioned so many great things. How about this? And I feel this too. Lord, why are you so good to me? Why are you so good to me? But perhaps you talk about going to adoration. You are blessed. You have a car. You're able to go to adoration. You have the desire so that you can pray for those people who might not have what you have. You know, you're not keeping these blessings to yourself. You're using them to help others, which I think is a great outlook.
That's great, Marianne. And you said you had a question for Gary. Go ahead.
Well, not a question. That's kind of what I was thinking is, you know, how do you, I don't want to not feel guilty because it keeps me aware, but that was just the question. It's like, I do, I feel like, why me? You know, there's suffering, so much suffering, and you read more and you know, but I did just read or listen to an audio book, and I can't remember which saint, but The Will of God. So, I mean, even if it's raining, you don't say, oh, so wet, you know, or, that.
You're,
you know,
right, Marianne.
Absolutely zero complaint.
yeah, that attitude of gratitude. And it also turns you into a little prayer machine as well for those who are less fortunate. Marianne, thanks for sharing as we talk about how you are thankful for your blessings with evangelist Gary Zimek. Chris in Sterling, New Jersey. Chris, how are you thankful for what you've got?
Well, it's funny. Good morning, John. I woke up this morning and I said, thank you, God. I was in my kitchen and I said, thank you, God. are turning today, and you're talking about being thankful. I remember many years ago, I was having a difficult time, and woe was me. And I finally, somebody said, write down all your blessings. The list went on and on and on. And then write down all the things you're unthankful for. And the list was so short. And that's always helped me to thank God for the blessings I've got, the many blessings I've got. And then to sustain that, just spending time with the Lord, you know, reading scripture, but just being quiet with Him and just taking it all in, you know, the earth and the skies and the nature. And so I have a lot to be thankful for.
That's, boy, Chris, thank you for sharing that. I agree with you, and I agree. I've gone through that same cycle, and I'll take it a step further. There have been times, I remember one time, somebody was really annoying me. The sound of somebody's voice, I forget where I was. I said, oh my gosh, this person is driving me crazy. And all of a sudden, this thought popped in my mind. Thank you, Lord, for my hearing. I'm able to hear this person. But I don't think that comes about naturally. I think that comes about with the help of the Holy Spirit.
It does. And you can then train yourself so the initial reaction is one that is positive, that is faith-rooted. Because I've noticed that in my life as well, Gary Zimek, and thanks be to the Holy Spirit, where you just look at life completely differently through the filter of that romance that you're building with Jesus, and it really gives you a brand new perspective. Bridget in Philadelphia, listening to Relevant Radio 640 as we talk about the benefits of counting your blessings. How do you do that, Bridget? Good morning.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to quickly share a prayer that my dad taught us as when we were little kids. And I don't know if it came from a saint, but I just know that my dad taught it to me. And it goes like this. Dear God, thank you for all the thank you for all the good things you've done for me in the past that I've forgotten about. Dear God, thank you for all the great things you're doing for me in the present that I don't realize. And dear God, thank you for all the wonderful things you're going to do for me in the future that I cannot even imagine.
Wow. That's beautiful, Bridget.
I love that. Hey, Bridget, if you would do me a favor, could you possibly email that to me at gary@followingthetruth.com? I love that prayer. That's so simple, but it's so beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, that's gary@followingthetruth.com. gary@followingthetruth.com. Bridget, thank you. And if you want to shoot it to us here at Morning Air at relevantradio.com, we'd like to have it in our prayer arsenal as well. Bridget, thank you. God bless you. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149 with Gary Zimek this morning talking about the benefits of counting your blessings. And have you noticed when you count your blessings, and as we were mentioning before, how you can kind of reprogram yourself through the filter of faith, that you're much more relaxed. And I would just love to do maybe, an EKG and a blood pressure before and after, just to see the physiological differences, because they've got to be profound, Gary, right?
Absolutely, John. And you know, I'm so glad you're pointing out that this is a process. This doesn't happen overnight. And I've noticed myself, you know, John, I'm not a person who likes rain or cold weather. Naturally, I just don't like that. But I find myself now, and it's like, wow, this is crazy. Where's this coming from? When it's raining, saying, Lord, thank you for the rain. Thank you for watering the crops so I can have food to eat. And I'm saying, wow, who's this talking? This isn't Gary talking. But this happens over time. And you start to be grateful for the sunrise, for the animals that you see. I see deer on the way to church when I go to daily mass. It's like, wow, Lord, this is really cool. Thank you. But it's a process. It takes time and it unfolds gradually.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the sunrise, because this is when Mom was still alive and I was getting her out of the bed one morning and just noticed through the window this beautiful sunrise. And it was, oh, thank you, God, for the sunrise. And it taught me now, even to this day, when the sun comes up, just to take a quick peek, to really make that kind of appointment with God. It takes about, 5 or 10 seconds to look out the window and just to see the creation of that sunrise and to say thank you very much. David's in Appleton, Wisconsin, as we talk with Gary Zimek about the benefits of counting your blessings. David, how do you do that? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, David.
Yeah, the place I work out at has a sign on the wall that I saw about 10 years ago, and it says, create a habit of gratitude and watch your life transform. And when I saw that 10 years ago, and I looked at it almost every day when I walked in, it did change my life. The little things, the hardships just don't bother me anymore. I am so thankful for what I have. And like you said, the sunrise, all those little things are just so awesome. And,
I think we're losing you, Dave, but that's a good point. And it's, to follow up on Dave's point, Gary, as we talk about counting your blessings, was having a conversation with a friend of mine who went to get a colonoscopy. Guys, get your colonoscopy. And he said, you know, I was really worried about it. And he said, then I finally had this sense of peace because I realized, wait a minute, this is in your hands. And he said, even though I do a lot of formal prayer, he said, I stopped and I had a conversation with God. And he said, I don't have a lot of conversations per se with God. It's more formal structured prayer. But I said, you know, I'm putting this all in your hands. Whatever comes out of this, that's going to be your will, and we'll deal with it. Everything was fine. And I was just also mentioning, I said, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because just before I was going into the operating room for the cancer surgery earlier this year, I was just saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet to me, and it so relaxed me, because again, I just put everything in God's hands. And for a lot of us, it's difficult to let go. But that that just brought great peace in my friend's life, in my life, and probably in your life as well, when you just hand it all over to him.
That's the secret, John, because we're not in control as much as we would like to be.
That's right.
When we hand it all over and say, Lord, it's yours. You know, you're going to let things happen to me that might not be pleasant, but Lord, I know you love me. So somehow you can bring good out of this. John, when we do that, then we get such peace.
The Benefits of Counting Your Blessings, Gary Zimek. Check out his book, A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, From Fear to Faith and Stop Worrying and Start Living. And, of course, you can read Gary in the National Catholic Register and Catholic Digest, Catholic Exchange, and online at followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. You have openings for the beginning of 2020 if somebody wants to bring you to the parish?
John, I still do. I'm trying to book up the remaining openings, especially for Lent, for Give Up Worry for Lent. Very successful talk last year. I'm trying to redo it this year. But yes, still some openings, but they're going fast.
Head over to followingthetruth.com. Gary, thank you. God bless.
My pleasure, John. Thank you for everything. God bless you, too.
Time now is 10 minutes before the hour. Glenn and I, our entire team from Morning Air, headed into the Adoration Chapel. We want to pray for you today. What is your prayer request that we can take before the Blessed Sacrament? You can call us right now at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. How may we pray for you before the Blessed Sacrament? Your prayer requests coming up next on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.